Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
Well, those of us living here in New York City got some exciting news recently. I mean, I guess it's exciting if you're tired of being cramped up in your house. The city will start allowing indoor dining to resume beginning September 30th. There are restrictions. You've got to wear a mask unless you're seated at the table. They'll check your temperature at the door. And one member of your party has to leave a number for contact tracing in case there's an infection in the restaurant. I'm excited to make a reservation. The fact that I haven't made a dinner reservation in months just feels like an exciting opportunity. But I do have to say, the cool thing about no indoor dining is that there's a lot of outdoor dining now, which I think I'm going to stick with for now.